RadioInfluence.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. I am your host, Tracy, and you know, I'm really sad I don't have a guest today, but that's okay. It's just me. I have lots to share with you guys. July, as I've mentioned before, it's kind of my least favorite month. It seems to be, at least here in Tampa, everyone's on vacation. When you work in hospitality, it's kind of a slower time if you're not working somewhere out on the beach. And I always find it to be the month where I try to, you know, take some time to maybe do some new stuff or get caught up on things. And this month, actually, I'm kind of filling up my Instagram with a giveaway a week. And so this week, today, I have a really fun prize package from Florida Cane Distillery, which is located in Ybor City. If you haven't been there, it's a cute little place. I've actually known the owners of Florida Cane since they started several years back. I used to carry all of their vodka at the Eats American Grill in Riverview. And they used to have a very small distillery location out on Falkenberg Road in Brandon. They've since moved to Ybor and their new location is great. I've gone to a couple of events there and I've really watched them grow. I've tried some of their other products aside from vodka. They've got, you know, whiskey and rum. But I'm really excited to share that I'm doing it's called a local lover's gift pack. And if you love Bloody Marys, this is actually the one for you. So you get a bottle of Florida Cane vodka. We also have some local honey, Steve's Gourmet Olives Bloody Mary mix, some exclusive flavors from Revolution Ice Cream, which were prepared just for Florida Cane, some local honey, and then one of my favorite local products, the Chill Dill. We have some pickles in there for you. So it's really simple. All you have to do is go to my Instagram page at Forking Around Town. Everything that is required for you to enter is listed right on there. And this contest runs through July 29th. The only catch is you have to be 21 and over and able to go pick up the package at Florida Cane in Ybor. This is a great giveaway. I highly encourage you guys to share it with your friends because who doesn't love local products as much as I do? I mean, come on. Aside from that, there's another fun holiday coming up this week, which is National Chili Dog Day. And I'm not a big chili dog person. I do like them every once in a while, but it's just one of those things as much as I'm out eating, I kind of try to watch my weight. But I've actually been looking for some of the best chili dogs in Tampa. And I found one that I had yesterday, actually, which wasn't planned. It was at Elmer's Sports Cafe in South Tampa. I know I've talked about Elmer's several times on the podcast I do with Ian Beckles at Flavor of Tampa Bay. I was just there hanging out last night, drinking soda water, because during the week, I don't like to partake in adult libations. But I decided to try their chili dog. And I have to say, it was huge. When that thing came out, I was like, there's no way I can eat that. Since I am doing keto right now, I just ate the hot dog, but it was great. So I'm really looking for some of the best chili dogs in Tampa. If you guys have any recommendations, please send them my way. Eats American Grill in South Tampa will be doing some specials on chili dogs, which the National Chili Dog Day is this Thursday, the 25th. So definitely send me your suggestions. I can't wait to try some good ones. I actually do have a vegan style chili dog that I love, which is located inside Armature Works at Dixie Dharma. That was really interesting for me to try that. I still want to challenge myself to do a vegan based diet for a month to see if I can do it. I think it would be a fun time to explore some of Tampa Bay's vegan options. And I'm still kind of looking towards August. I have to look at my calendar, see what events are coming up. But I think that is something that I will struggle with. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm working on it. But going back to kind of just, you know, cleaning up your diet and things like that, this is my second week being on keto. And I've had a guest here before, Keto Kaya, who is great. She's here in Tampa Bay. She has really opened up my eyes to so many different places in Tampa where you can get keto-friendly options. I've also been shopping off of Amazon quite a bit lately, and I found some great products, which I'm featuring on Instagram. And keto is just the one thing that works for me. I mean, I love meat. Of course, I love pizza. There are definitely ways to enjoy it and not to, you know, get outside the keto lifestyle. But one thing that I'm excited about is I have a sweet tooth and I love cookies. And Kaya actually, she sent me probably 7 or 8 different products that she just swears by that you can primarily get off of Amazon. And it's funny, a friend of mine, this was so nice of him, he gave me a gift card to Amazon for $250. It was really a nice surprise for me. And so I had fun shopping. I bought all kinds of stuff. But there is a company, it's called High Key, and they have these little mini cookies. I chose the chocolate chip flavor, and they kind of remind me of those McDonald's chocolate chip cookies that I used to love as a kid. I haven't had those in ages, so I don't know if they're still good, but I have really been enjoying these, and they're great. I put them over ice cream. I just eat them by themselves. I have to say, though, there are so many fantastic options out there if you're trying to really follow the keto program. Speaking of ice cream, I'm always going, you know, looking for different places, and Delights in South Tampa has some of the best keto ice cream I think I've ever tried. They do have a location on St. Pete Beach, and I believe they have one out in the Brandon area, but the one in South Tampa, which is in my neighborhood, is on South Del Mabry. I've been there a couple times now, and I've had a couple different flavors, and I'm telling you, it doesn't have any sort of an aftertaste, which is going to make you feel like you're eating something that isn't full of sugar. It tastes great. The flavor is fantastic. Perfect on these hot, sweltering days in Tampa. So definitely check them out. If you're just kind of looking for something at your local grocery store, there is a ice cream called Rebel. And I've tried two different flavors now. They're butter pecan and they're mint chocolate chip. You can actually get it at Publix. It is on the pricier side. It's about $7 for a pint. But I have to say, it's definitely good. It does have a little tiny bit of kind of a weird aftertaste. Maybe that's just me picking it up. But I have to say, it's definitely one of the better brands I've experimented with. And it was funny. I was talking about pizza on Instagram, as I always do. And I'm always looking for, you know, keto-friendly options. And, you know, a lot of places offer a cauliflower crust. But at the end of the day, do you really know what the carb count is on that? I've gone to a few places, and I won't say the name, but one place I went to in downtown St. Pete, you know, they had a sign that said cauliflower crust, and I went with a friend, and when I saw them making it, they just took the crust out of a box that they purchased. It was, you can actually get the same crust at Publix. So I looked into it, and it definitely is not keto friendly. So you really have to be careful with that. And I found a frozen pizza called Quest. I tried their pepperoni. It was good. It's definitely, you can't eat the entire thing, but you can probably eat half of it and it'll fill you up, and the carb count is pretty low. But somebody who was local here in Tampa said, where do you go for the best keto-friendly or cauliflower crust pizza in Tampa? And it kind of stumped me for a minute, because I thought, from my experience, all of these places that are offering it, I have to believe that it's store-bought, and I'd really like to find someone that actually makes their own crust. I will say that Boss Bitch Pizza, I've had their pizza. It is fantastic. I haven't actually asked them, but I'd be willing to bet money that they make their own cauliflower crust. So that's one thing I'm going to be looking into this week, are places in Tampa that actually make their crust. I know for, you know, larger restaurants, it's easier to offer those gluten-free and, you know, cauliflower crust options when they can just get it from one of their food purveyors. But I really am looking for those places that actually make it from scratch. That is something I have not yet tried, but I would really like to. I swear by, though, the Real Good Foods pizza. They have a cauliflower crust version, which I hate to say, I'm not really a big fan of it. I've tried it a few times. Maybe I need to do something different. But I like their chicken breast crust pizzas. Those are just, they're my favorites. They often go on sale at Publix for buy one, get one. I'm actually an affiliate for them. So if you want to go online, you can order some of their products. You can use my promo code FORKING19, and that will give you a 10% discount on their stuff. They've really released a lot of new items lately. They have some breakfast sandwiches, which are great. They've got their version of a jalapeno popper, which those are kind of my go-to when I get the munchies late at night and I want to try to, you know, stay within my keto plan. They've also got these like stuffed chicken, like kind of like a cordon bleu. They've got, God, there's just enchiladas. They've got so many products. Publix has a great selection. Walmart, of all places, I find their prices to be a lot lower. So I tend to go there to stock up on those kind of items. But again, if you guys have any recommendations, please shoot them my way. This week, I'm actually kind of out and about experimenting with different places in Tampa where you can really enjoy different options and stay keto friendly. I mean, it's easy to order, you know, a burger without the bun and, you know, salad options with lots of protein, but I'm really looking for those places that really cater to that. I know, you know, places like Fresh Kitchen offer, you know, options such as cauliflower rice, but it's really nice to see so many restaurants really kind of opening up and sharing, you know, these options for their guests, because it is something that's very important. But anyway, that's really all I have for today. It's kind of a quiet month. I've got so many things going on. I'm going a little bit crazy. We are taking a break from the Flavor of Tampa Bay podcast this week, but we will be back next week. And I've got some great places I'm going to be visiting this week, and I can't wait to share them with you. One place I will be actually going to tonight is Castile Restaurant, which is located inside the Hotel Zamora in St. Pete, right on St. Pete Beach. Great spot. I actually had lunch there a couple weeks ago, and they've got this amazing Brussels sprout salad that I have it on my Instagram. I've gotten a lot of feedback on it, so definitely if you're in the area, check it out. Their 360 rooftop bar is great, great place to catch the sunset. You're walking distance from so many places, and it's just a beautiful place if you're looking to take a staycation at the Hotel Zamora in St. Pete Beach. I hope you guys have a great week, and please, if you have any, you know, questions, any guests you would like to see that are local to Tampa Bay, send them my way. You can reach me at my email, which is tracy@forkingaroundtown.com, and of course, Instagram @forkingaroundtown. Keep an eye out for those giveaways. I have a lot coming up this week. And if you guys have a moment, I would love to hear from you. If you could subscribe, rate, review my podcast, which comes out every Tuesday on radioinfluence.com. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. Have a great week, everyone.
Radio Influence Tampa Bay is always interested in adding new podcasts that are focused solely on the Tampa Bay area. If you have an existing podcast that fits the bill or have an idea that you want to bring to life, email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. Radio Influence and Radio Influence Tampa Bay. The future is now.